your eating window diet. With the Eat Stop Eat intermittent fasting method, you are encouraged to eat anything that you want on your eating days. This is great for not having to let go of the foods that you really love, but is it the best thing to do to achieve the best results? We don't believe that eating whatever you like is the best thing to do. You will get the best results with intermittent fasting if you pay close attention to what you eat during your eating windows. The biggest reason for obesity in the world is the type and quantity of food that people eat. Let's be totally honest here. You know what you should be eating and what you shouldn't. You don't have to be a genius to know this. The importance of vegetables. You are probably aware that fresh vegetables are essential for good health. They contain the right amount of antioxidants, vitamins, fiber, and minerals. Vegetables are perfect for the human body. But despite knowing this, too many people eat processed foods and treat vegetables as a secondary option. If they eat vegetables, they do not eat enough. Not eating the right amount of vegetables is definitely not good for your health. It is foolish to think that French fries are vegetables. Yes, they are made from potatoes, but they are fried and there is little goodness in them. You'll be much better eating tomatoes, cucumbers, broccoli, cabbage, and kale. It doesn't matter that these fresh vegetables are not as interesting and exciting as French fries. You need to think about the health benefits that you are deriving from going for fresh vegetables. This is far more important than the taste. We recommend that you eat as many vegetables as possible when you are intermittent fasting. It is easy for you to consume a lot of vegetables and still maintain a calorie deficit, as vegetables do not contain a lot of calories. Vegetables will fill you up as well, so you will reduce the amount of hunger pangs that you experience. Don't forget fruits. Eating fresh fruit is very good for your health as well. You should look to consume a wide range of fruits as long as they are totally natural. Most fruit juices are not 100% natural. Always choose fresh and natural fruits, and they contain high levels of fiber, which will help to keep your insulin level stable. Almost all fruit sold in a can or a jar will contain additives. The same goes for almost all fruit juices. You can make your own fruit juice with fresh and natural fiber in a blender. This is easy to do and so much better for your health. Healthy meat cuts. If you eat meat, then you want to make sure that you choose the healthiest cuts. It is much better if you steam your meat or grill it rather than frying. Lightly sautéing your meat is also acceptable. Avoid deep-fried meats at all costs. This includes Spam and sausages. These are okay to eat occasionally, but do not consume them regularly. Usually, these kinds of meats have a lot of additives and calories. Consume healthy fats. Healthy fats are essential for your well-being. Two of the best sources of healthy fats are virgin coconut oil and extra virgin olive oil. Coconut oil is superior to olive oil. Unfortunately, the olive oil industry has changed, and now a lot of olive oil products are diluted and not as good for you as it should be. It is very unlikely that you will come across diluted coconut oil. It is very beneficial for your health, and it is not bad for cholesterol, as some people will have you believe. There have been a lot of studies recently that prove that coconut oil is really good for your health. Eating junk food and intermittent fasting. With most intermittent fasting methods, you will still lose weight even if you eat junk food. But losing weight is not the only thing that you should take into consideration with intermittent fasting. Use it to provide you with other health benefits too. If you want to be really healthy, then you need to eat healthily. A lot of people exercise regularly but cannot achieve their health goals because their diet is poor. Your health is more important than anything, so always watch what you eat. Find a healthy diet that is right for you. This is not a healthy eating training, but we consider this to be so important that we wanted to include a video about it. There's a ton of information online about healthy eating, and you should be able to come up with a diet that you will enjoy that is also good for you. So, when you're at the grocery store next time, forget about those processed foods. Go for fresh fruit and vegetables and healthy cuts of meat that you can steam or grill. Also, stock up on coconut oil so that you are getting a regular dose of healthy fats. In the next video, we will look at the best way to get started with intermittent fasting.